Far across the land and sea, Utu, Utu B, Aguna. 5,000 miles away, a few Arsenal Bangalore fans come together to discuss all things Arsenal. Welcome to the Bangalore Gooners podcast. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the Bangalore Gooners podcast. This is episode two, and I'm your host, Anjan. We have a new member with us here, Arshad. Hi, welcome.
Hey, Anjan. Thank you.
Yeah, so we also have our usual suspects, Vinay, Jomi and Ankur. Unfortunately, Vivek couldn't join us. I hope he's sober so that he can join us later. Welcome, guys. So we thought we'd start off talking about Arsenal Bangalore and about screenings in general. I think Vinay would be the right guy to talk us through about that. Vinay?
Sure. Thanks, Anjan. And hi, guys. You'll have to go a little bit back. So quite a little back, frankly. So I think the first memory of screening that I personally have when it came to screening of an Arsenal game in Bangalore was at Legends of Rock, 2008. This was when, if people remember, Gallus scores for us and we win 1-0 at home against Chelsea. That's my first memory, simply because that was a doubleheader. We had the United-Liverpool game before and then the Arsenal-Chelsea game. And obviously, the United-Liverpool game had a lot more people. And then we had to stay back to watch our game. So that's the first memory. But in terms of going back as to how we started with a dedicated watching of an Arsenal game together, the first screening, I think it was 9-10, if I'm not wrong, the 9-10 season. We started at Extreme Sports Bar, Banergata Road. That's very clear. Simply because we were five of us who gathered. Those were still the Orkut days where you had long messages, people saying, can we all meet? or we would be quite shy to recognize one another and we would just silently sit. But yeah, we had the first and the earliest memory of Arsenal game. Was Extreme Sports Bar. We screened the 9-10 season. I think we finished third that season, if I'm not wrong. Quite good memories, actually. Even though we were very small in number and we used to pay $300 a screening, irrespective of which game it was. And yeah, it was well worth it simply because the food was fantastic at Extreme Sports Bar. So that's my first memory of an Arsenal-Bangalore screening. And then obviously as days progressed, the numbers increased and we moved on to different places. We could dwell upon that. Maybe I'll pitch in between when the others go on and tell their experiences. But this was the first one. And then, the dugout stories. I don't know how many of you guys remember after we moved out of dugout, we scouting places on one of the evenings, me, Joe, me, Arshad also, I think, joined us. Vivek came, of course, going around in places in Kormangla to search for a place, going and asking them. So a lot of memories about screening, but this is the earliest one.
Cool, Brian, thanks. So just a quick question on that. So how was the screening culture, like a Premier League football screening culture when you guys, started?
Anjan, since the numbers were quite less for us, it was usually a joint screening. And you won't believe it. We've had fights. We have been thrown out of places simply because even though we were less in number, we were boisterous. We were loud and we would just be defending Arsenal at every damn given time. But that was what it was. It was not just for Arsenal fans. Usually used to be a joint screening and they would screen almost every game. It was like an open, it was quite a big floor and it was open. So every game was screened. Obviously, each set of supporters would come and assemble in their own way. So the culture was predominantly that you get to know a lot of people who are from Bangalore, and they had their own, I don't know, they would have their own set of friends who would come over, and it became a meeting place. So the culture was predominantly that. It was not cordial. It was definitely not cordial. It was more rowdyish, and that is how football fans are.
All right, cool. So, Arshad, you want to pitch in here, your first memories of a screening, Arsenal-Bangalore screening?
Yeah, so my experience of a screening was slightly different. As an Arsenal fan, when I started following football, Arsenal, much more deeply, I remember days together where I would sit alone in my room or in front of a computer, watching and following news about Arsenal, the matches that we played. And I didn't really have anyone to talk to. And it would be online forums where probably we would drop a message or two. I remember sending out this message on seeing a common screening being held in Delhi. And I just dropped a message, I think, on the Arsenal India group where I said, I wish this is happening in Bangalore. And I got a reply immediately which said, yes, it happens in Bangalore and here's the link. And I remember reaching across. I reached across first to Vivek. Vivek was my first contact of the supporters group. And I remember the first screening in Indiranagar. I had no idea about who the people were, what this place was about, what the group was about. And, you know, I just turned up with on my bike with my Arsenal gear under my jacket, of course. I was not sure how people would take to a guy all decked up in, a kit. I remember the match was a draw, but I remember for the first time spending time with actual supporters and singing for Arsenal, and that was something that I was really, really hooked on to. And I think that was the start to my screenings. A wonderful experience. I remember just sitting at the back. I probably didn't have a lot of interaction initially with the people, but as days went on, it really, really hooked me in. And I realized that watching games with common people who love the club is just unbeatable. And that's my memory of my first screening.
Very nice, yeah. So, having been part of Arsenal Bangalore and attending the screening and whatnot, so I could, broadly say I would categorize the screening of Arsenal Bangalore as, pre-dugout and dugout era or and the post-dugout. So, Jomi, your thoughts on that? How was it before dugout, and your thoughts on how it went while we screened at dugout, and then, what's happening post-dugout?
All right, the pre and the post kind of reminds me of being the same process that we've been. So, I think in 2011 is when I started being part of the screenings. Like Vinay was saying, we went, pub hunting, bar hunting, so many weekends to find out a place, and then dugout happened. Dugout was nice because in a way you had less crowd coming to that place, so our screenings were more or less to ourselves. I think it was only Liverpool that was screening there, Liverpool and Chelsea, the other clubs screening there. So other than them, it was us. And for some reason, we used to always get an upper hand along with Liverpool to screen at dugout. So those 2 years went awesome. Two, three, I don't even remember how many years we were there. So before that, a lot of weeks of hunting for a place, because it's very important when you're doing screenings to have a regular place, because a crowd, it's always a floating crowd. So you always have people visiting Bangalore, people who don't stay in Bangalore for a long time, but Arsenal fans, and with social media growing, they all get updated of all these screenings that happen. So sometimes it's useful that you stick to a place, and that is what Dugout was doing. Dugout gave us the numbers. Week in, week out, our screenings were happening. So each week, our numbers increased. On an average, we used to have about 50, 70 people. And then the FA Cup finals happened. 2 years, wonderful scenes. I think the FA Cup semi-finals and all went up to 200, 300 odd people, with finals going to even 500. So that was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, they had to relocate. And then we go back to pub hunting again. And it's unfortunate that last few years we've been doing that, not been at a regular place. We get a place, we stay there for a few months, and then they shut down or they renovate, and then we look for a new place. So yeah, it's not been great last few years. Even the performance has not helped us. I think that's another reason why we've seen a reduction in numbers in screening, and also not a regular place. So I still miss Dugout, because that gave an ambience. The way the screen was set up, it was kind of a hall with but a bar. You had your own space to one side. You had people sitting down. There were people standing. There were people sitting on the sofa. It was wonderful. And then you had a DJ corner. I still remember those days. I used to stand there because I was the one who used to take photos. And irrespective of which game, how many people, I used to be always there. Always got a permission to go stand there. So felt like I was part of, that place. Yeah. But right now, I think we have a couple of places this year, which is kind of regular. So hopefully we will see more crowds coming in for our screenings, because we are sticking to the same place. So right now we are at Indranagar, and I can't wait for football action to start. So maybe next year, when the new season starts and things are reset, we should be seeing a lot more crowd coming into our new screening places.
Cool. Some interesting points there about the actual form of the football club linked with the turnout. Yeah, we will discuss on that. Ankur, your thoughts? I mean, I'm not sure when you moved in. So how was it getting to know people here, attending the screening and everything?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So my first screening experience wasn't a very happy one. So I moved into Bangalore in 2013. Very honest, coming from a place like Jamshedpur, I didn't have an idea about something like a fan club or something like a watching games together and all existed. For me, the definition of watching a game was either you watch it by yourself or in front of a TV, or you watch with your close friends and family. So when I was there in college, there was this Man United fan who was in my class. So he first told me about something like a screening which happens all over Bangalore. So I think back then United was screening in Extreme Sports Bar. So he was telling that he was the first who told me that maybe Arsenal, because he's a United fan, obviously had no information about Arsenal. He was like, you can just search online like where to watch matches in Bangalore, then you might find something. So I just searched and I found, I think back then we are called as Bangalore Gunners. I saw this Bangalore Gunners Facebook page, then I went and I messaged. I think Vivek was the one who was the first person I interacted with. Yeah, I got a fair bit of information that, okay, yeah, screenings and all happened. But I used to stay in Mathikere because I studied in MS Ramya. It was very far for me to go to Kormangla, and because I was new in Bangalore, I wasn't fairly knowing about the place. Like, if I go to a place, how do I go? How do I come back if it's a late match game? So the Chelsea game, the dreaded Chelsea game, the 6-0 game, which was a joint screening, this was put up on the Arsenal Bangalore page. And there I randomly just put up a comment that anyone from Mathikere is going, then we can go together. So I found a guy who was again from my college only, but he was doing an MBA. So we went. I remember it was in Vapor, Indranagar. I was very excited for the game, full decked up in my Arsenal kit. We went in a bus, so everyone were looking at us, what is happening. But that game was so horrible. Wenger's 1,000 game ended up in a such disastrous result. People fighting in the end. So it was horrible as a screening experience. But it was a new experience in terms of like, it was a new experience for me as well, because I never realized that something like this happens when at least 10, 20, 50, 100 people can come together and watch a match. Post that, I have obviously very happy memories of dugout as well, which I think over the course of time we'll discuss. But as of now, this was my first screening experience of Bangalore.
Cool. Yeah, shit happens. I'm sorry. Results are not under Arsenal Bangalore's control. So I want to discuss the point with Jomi about. Feel free to jump in. I mean, he mentioned about the results of the actual football matches that we screen. Do you guys think that has an impact on the crowd coming in for the subsequent games?
Anjan, before we go there, I just wanted to have a couple of honorable mentions before dugout. Sounds
please
very
go ahead.
Old, but the fact remains. There are quite a number of places that people have had happy memories. Old-timers will remember B52. That was a place which was almost similar to the description of dugout was for the way Jomi described. B52 in Kormangla was pretty much the same. Not as big, obviously.
The Sony Center one?
Yeah, the Sony Center one.
Yeah, I started there. Yeah, I was baptized there.
And then we moved to Dorf. Dorf was literally fun as well. I don't know how many remember. Dorf was the same game when the famous Aguero goal goes in. And we had the Manchester United fans sitting in hoping they are winning the league. And though we finished, I think we beat Newcastle and we finished fourth on the last day, something like that. But I think we were more cheering the City win against United. So Dorf also had some great memories. But of course, nothing beats dugout. And I think those were the couple of honorable mentions, along with a lot of places which we have tried to screen and tried to go. We have watched quite a number of games in each other's houses. We can't forget that, late nights. But anyways, I think these are the couple of mentions that I wanted to tell. Others can pitch in about your question.
I just want to add to what Vinay said. So Dorf, I think, gave us the best screening pictures.
Yeah.
So if you look at all the pictures that we've taken for most of the games, I think we've covered almost 95% of the games, except for the last season, probably. We've covered about 95%. We got all of those pictures taken. And Dorf, for some reason, Dorf pictures are just mind-blowing. The person who's taken the pictures remain the same. The camera remain the same, but the Dorf pictures were just awesome. Those feelings, those emotions that was captured were just mind-blowing. So, yeah, Dorf.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that, I guess. And guys, whoever will be listening, the images are available on arsenalbangalore.com. It is also available on Facebook. You can follow us there. You can go to the website and check out, and hope it makes you join us for the next screening.
Yeah. Just to chip in here a bit, has Dorf been relocated? Because I remember when I had gone to Dorf, I didn't go for a Arsenal screening per se. I had just went there normally with my friends. But to be honest, I wasn't very attracted to the place. The Dorf which you're talking about, was there somewhere else before? Or the match experience is actually better in the same top where it is.
The one we screened was in Indranagar.
Yeah, it's the same place. So it's the same place, Ankur. Yeah, what has changed when we were doing it is they just opened. And so it was pretty much our place. So the outside where they have the grass and all kept. So that is where people used to sit. We used to do the screening inside. Even people who wanted to sit outside could sit. But they had benches, so we used to sit like a stadium kind of a feel. But But today what has happened is
okay.
They don't give it to the club per se. You can go in and you can watch the games. The games are telecasted, but you will have to book a table and then go inside. So it's kind of filled up and it's more famous now with a lot more people. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why we had to move out from there.
Okay.
Yeah, Ankur, just to answer, maybe when Arsenal Bangalore knocks, it's a different knock. That's why when you went alone, you didn't feel anything.
Oh, quite yeah. Possible.
Just the last mention again. I'm sorry. I seem to be recollecting quite a bit. I don't know how many of us also remember Meze. I think Jomi remembers. Meze was there. Arshad remembers Meze. We went to Indiranagar and the cops had to come. I think it was a United game and it was like a mini theater. And I think we did try screening there at least 3-4 times before I think the cops came, the owner couldn't handle, and then I think that's that. So yeah, Meze also had some memories.
Yeah. I really have to look back to B52. B52, I think we had the Spurs, the North London derby that we really, really enjoyed. I remember it was a smallish crowd, but I think one of the best screenings that we've had across the years that have come in. And I remember the Meze screening as well. The United game was... Yeah, crazy where the cops dropped in. Yeah, those are good times.
They dropped in.
Sorry, come again.
Just
cops dropped you.
Unfortunately, with the screening culture in Bangalore being new, unfortunately, the cops didn't understand what exactly was happening. And they were surprised by the crowd and the noise that was getting out. And they decided to take the manager for a bit of a drive to their police station just to inquire about stuff. And unfortunately, that meant that it ended our screening then and there.
Just to chip in.
Yeah, guys, guys who are listening, please do not try this at home.
Yeah, just to chip in, Arshad, I have just a small question. Back then, was still like gatherings in Bangalore at late night was an issue, or back then it was allowed? Like how we know today, in weekdays, you cannot do any gatherings or something?
No, I don't think there was a curfew then.
It has been there for a long time, Ankur. I think, you know, we've got to go back in history, but... Bangalore has had a little bit of a challenge with, the underworld elements a while back. This is quite a long time back. That's when the rule came in where we restricted, businesses from working beyond a particular time in the night. And that has continued, unfortunately. It affects what we do, especially with our matches being in European timings. We do get affected by it a lot, but it's been in place for quite some time now.
Okay.
Right then. So, please continue.
I will take that topic that I started, I guess. Right. When you asked me to divide into those three phases, right, I said the numbers have reduced off late, and is it because of performance? So I do not know if the screenings go bad with numbers, because when we talk about the B52 days, we used to have hardly 5 to 10 or 15 people, but we used to have awesome time. So those screenings were awesome. They were loud. I think it was more of a family, right? So everybody knew everyone. We were coming every week, so we knew everyone, and that was a close-knit family get together on weekends. Now fast forward to 2019-20, the numbers have reduced. The games are not good. So at that time, yeah, it was different. So we were playing those beautiful football, and irrespective of where we ended up that season, we were still playing awesome. We had stars to look up to. maybe social media wasn't that great at that time. It was just coming up. But today, with our results not being that great because we are not in the top four, I don't think we get a lot of crowd, a regular crowd. So when I say a regular crowd, crowd that is coming in every week for the screening. And what that does is you have a floating screening crowd. And because of that, people do not know each other. So there's a lot more calmness or silence when we do screenings with lesser folks. It's again, 10 people, 15 people, it doesn't matter because a lot of people do not know. So that's one reason why maybe the screenings don't look that beautiful like it used to be a few years back. And then the results, yes. I think results, in a way, what happens on the pitch directly affects the fans, because I mean that's what a fan is looking forward to, right? I mean, for that next week's game. So if, when the results don't go well, the fans get disappointed. There are different ways of showcasing it. Some people are abusive, something that I don't like, but sometimes fans justify saying, I mean, that's how we want to show it. When it comes to screenings, people sometimes don't turn up, and the culture is just building, or it was just building, right? So in India, so because you don't get to go to stadiums to watch these games, and you rely on live television, the screening is the only place where you're going to enjoy that 1.5 hours of football with people who like something that you also like. So yeah, with the results not doing great, you see that change at the stadiums, people acting funny, people shouting, abusing and things like that. I think we don't allow that in our screenings. So our screenings have to be at least a little decent, because we owe a lot to the club. We owe a lot to people who play at the club, the manager. We can be critical of them, but we can't be abusive. So that's something that we've always tried to maintain. But the results and the way how we've played have not helped. And I think that has resulted in us losing a lot of regular people. And so the crowds have reduced at the screenings. I don't know. Others might have a different viewpoint. So, but I feel if we are coming back to a point where we show that we are competing for the title and for other leagues like Champions Leagues, I'm sure there are more people that are going to come in for screenings.
Yeah, I completely agree with Jomi on this. I'll just tell my experience. So, in 2016, when I moved back to Kormangla, so that was the time when I was I became a regular member of the screening. So, I used to go week in, week out. Till then also, although our football wasn't that good, we were producing results. I mean, 2015 we won an FA Cup, then 2017 we won an FA Cup. So still I used to see there were crowd who used to come, and there were quite a fair bit of regulars, like 10-15 of us regulars who used to come for every game, and there was a group of floating crowd. Then the regular increased quite a bit. Yes, the numbers were not huge, but fairly good amount of number. But back in 2018-2019, where honestly our performance started dipping drastically, that, and I was still continuous and regular to the screening, I saw the people, like, they're not even interested in coming for the screening just because the game is bad. So a mentality which came to our mind, that came to the people's mind who used to come for the screening, that if the club is playing so poorly, and I'm quoting their statement, if the club is playing so poorly, why should we take the extra hassle and come from XYZ place, pay the extra money, come and go back? So I would rather show my frustration sitting alone in a television rather than coming here, which will make me more frustrated. So that became very difficult for us regulars also. So what we used to do, if there are any floating crowd, we used to talk to them, we used to encourage them, and eventually when they used to come, because what Jomi said, it's all a family. So the family used to expand. But that thing also drastically fell. So 2018-2019 season was a very poor season in terms of screening. And similar is the case for 2019 and 2020 as well. So I feel, yes, performance, the club's performance per se, things happening on the pitch and things happening off the pitch as well. Because with social media, there's too much toxicity which happens as well. So those factors did affect the screening numbers also. Especially our screening for sure.
Yeah. So one thing, I mean, it's, I mean, having been to several screenings, having seen how it is, you know, organized from end to end stuff, I could say it's easily one of the toughest jobs to write, from coordinating to getting it done, to having at least five people come in and then wrapping things up. So like some of these guys mentioned about, you know, the crowd being rowdy-ish. I mean, of course, things could go out of hand any second. So there are a lot of factors, you know, that drives, you know, just to organize a screening. I mean, I would say just kudos to you guys who have, you know, been doing this for years together. And I hope when all this is over, if and when we restart, I hope all of us go on to, you know, attend a lot of screenings and more people come in. So let's move on. What would you say are your best screening memories? You know, the most enjoyable experience.
Anjan, let me interrupt a bit on that. I just want to quickly go to the previous point as well. You know, we talked about screening numbers. We talked about you know, performances. I think one of the statements that we've heard from you know, the great manager was that week in, week out, the team's responsibility was to make people happy, and happy because they've had a tough week for various reasons, and Arsenal gave them joy in their lives for that, say, 1.5-2 hours or a couple of hours before and after the match, where they can spend times with their, you know, comrades. Now, that was something probably that affects the turnout a lot, where people actually are affected by the results, and at times it makes them sad enough, and they don't want to go through that. And that's where I saw a few of them dropping off. But anyways, I think those are cycles that each of our clubs will go through, and hopefully we will, you know, come back up strong, and with Arteta in charge and the changes that were happening, hopefully we are seeing the first steps of something big to come. While that is said and done, Anjan, we didn't get to hear about your first screening as well. Before we move on to our best screenings, What was your first screening?
Yeah, I'll come to that. Before that, yeah, I mean, definitely the high that you would get, you know, awaiting a game to start, and, you know, in between the game and after the game. I mean, it's definitely, you know, something that takes away everything that you've gone throughout the week. So, yeah, I mean, looking forward to that again. Yeah, my screening, I also saw some of the, I think Jomi had posted some of the pics on the Facebook group. I was just following the group at those times. And then I don't remember who the admin was. I had pinged about the location, where was this happening. And they gave me this dugout address. And when I came there, it was like a huge hall. I was never a regular at pub or something before, and when I went there, I mean, there was one bar counter on the left, right of the door, and then the left was an entire open space. It was huge, and I thought, okay, we would have you know, so many people in here. And I think it was a Norwich game. I mentioned this in the last podcast as well. It was a Norwich game, I guess. I didn't find anyone. So I randomly went and sit with a guy. I mean, he was sitting there alone, sipping a beer, I guess. So I just introduced myself, and we were, I mean, it just went on. I mean, I didn't know him at all. I didn't know this stranger. And end of the week, I am just, you know, fist pumping him and telling him, see you next week, buddy. So I think we won that Norwich game at home. So that was my first screening. And then, of course, over the course of the season, I met, I think, all of you guys. I distinctly remember this, where every game we used to watch the game in the floor. And then we used to go down to the parking lot, have the post-match analysis there, and then heading out. So, yeah, that was the starting days of my screening.
Just to chip in here, and in the floor also, we had our designated place because there's something called Vastu we follow in screening. So, if in the last game, if Anjan is sitting at a particular place and we won the game, we used to make sure for the next screening, Anjan is supposed to sit at that particular corner or that particular center only.
I mean, we all have this superstition. Yeah. This dugout, this Jomi's corner, right? The spot where he stands and takes the pick. So that was almost, you know, close to the screen. And we used to stand there and the game used to move very slow. When you used to see from that angle, the game used to be very slow. And if and when we were trialing in the games, I would go or some of us would go there and stand hoping, you know, the time would also slow down, but that was never the case. So, yeah, superstitious and Vastu spots were all over
Anjan,
the place.
Just a quick one on the screening and the form part. I'll not take much. But how it used to be earlier was we would personally connect. Like, everyone knew one another because it was a very small crowd. Now, just an example for that would be like, I did not know any of you. And the first person I knew in among our core group was are no longer there. But you can check, you can ask Vivek after the game. Throughout the week, I would call him or he would call me to discuss what's going to happen the next week. And whoever we were playing, we would be discussing tactics, saying we should have done this or we should do this. So a lot of people used to tell each other that this week for sure we are coming right. You are coming right for the game. I'm coming. You are coming right. So for the sake of one another also, there used to be days when people used to come. Of course, the game and wanting to watch the Arsenal was always there. But what has happened as we have moved on towards a lot of things is probably the proximity of talking to one another or seeing one another more often is not the case. Each one have their own priorities now. And then I will still watch an Arsenal game irrespective of what form or where we are in terms of the league. But yeah, I would probably not be pushing myself to go and watch there simply because there is no personal reason for me to go ahead and say like, okay, I need to, let's say, see you guys or meet you guys. Maybe that personal connect was there all throughout those years, initially when all of us used to be. And now probably because of the way things are and we are getting old, let's be honest. Maybe that's a factor. But maybe we could address that. Hopefully, as the season returns, we could look at... because this was the way we could meet. We don't work together. We don't stay nearby or anything that we can cross paths. But this was the reason. This was the only reason. So hopefully we should.
Yeah, hopefully we should. Right. So then, best screening memories, guys?
I'll go first because I think my best screening memory would be different from all you guys because, yeah. So my best screening memory is there's another place where I would like to mention since we are mentioning a lot of places. There was this place where we screened for one season that was Liber. So Liber, I also have very good memories with Liber. Liber, I liked as a screening place, although it was difficult to watch the game per se as per where the screen was set up. But in terms of experience, I had a nice experience. So my best experience has to be the 2017 Chelsea FA Cup final, which we watched there at Liber. I know I was pretty excited for the game because I had missed the Hull City screening. That's a story for another day, but whatever. So I was very excited for the final game that, okay, let's watch this game with Arsenal members. I remember me, Vivek, Arshad, Vinay also, we had reached Jomi. We all had reached the place way too early. We were there at, from around 6, 6.30, but the match was supposed to happen at 10 o'clock. We had these yellow ribbons decked up for all our people who were coming for that game. We had wristbands lined up and it was raining that day. Although we were setting up the place, we were putting up our banners, etc., but we were, but it was raining so heavily that we are also scared that whether we'll be able to screen the game as well. We're constantly in touch with people. Is there rain at your place? Is there rain at your place? Because we are also worried that if it is not raining in Indranagar, but it is raining somewhere else, so people from there wouldn't be able to come. But irrespective, we had a very good crowd, decent number of crowd. The game happened very good. We won the game. We shouted. I think that was also another day where cops came. Probably they didn't come all the way up to the second floor where we were screening. The cops came. I think the manager somehow spoke to them and sorted things out. Post the match, I think me, Arsha, Jomi, Vivek, I think Vinay wasn't there. We all were discussing about the game. Then we went to, I think, Empire. Had dinner at around 1 o'clock in the morning. Still discussing about the game. We were so pumped up that even after having a bad season, a poor season, we still ended up winning a silverware. I think that was RCN's 13th trophy as well. So we're all happy with that. 13th FA Cup. So yeah, this has to be my best screening memory.
Right. Should have been fun then. Who's next?
I think, you know, the most common game that probably a few of us have had is because of the way things panned out on the day, because of the location, because of the crowd. And it was obviously the finals, FA Cup finals, after our long trophy drought. And we had a place that could probably pack 150 people, and that place that day had a minimum of double the number. And I remember people crammed in every nook and corner, the rains that came in, the early goals to the opposition, and you know, there was a sense of drama in every moment that we faced on that. The fact that it started raining so heavily that at the right last moments, we could not even see the screens with the DTH being cut off. And we were following it live on tweets and you know, various live apps. The moment where we won the cup and the absolute mayhem that happened after that, it I don't think there can really be a feeling like that that can be achieved apart from probably being in a stadium and really enjoying it with, you know, a crowd of, say, 50, 60,000. That was something that was really unbelievable. Not just because of the crowd, because of the sort of friends that we had, the time that we actually spent, you know, following, and that was like a moment where it was a watershed moment for us. After that, obviously, we went on to win the FA Cup again and the Community Shield, of course. But that was something that was sheer drama, joy. You know, the rains, it made for an absolutely, you know, one best evening that we've ever had.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can disagree on that.
Just a small thing on this. Jomi, amidst all this huge crowd, did you still manage to get your special spot
for the FA Cup
well,
screening?
Or were you cramped up as well?
You know what's the beauty about all their screenings?
Yeah.
I hardly matched those, saw those matches. Right? So I used to go back and watch it because I was busy taking photos. And for me, you know, those moments are very important because Everybody was going low. We were kind of losing. Cazorla's goal, Ramsey's goals, and those are kind of moments that you wanted to capture. Everybody was going crazy. So I used to click, and I used to look at the screen, see the highlights. Yes, to answer your question, I'm still there where I'm supposed to be. And I also tried taking a few videos. So it was fun. So 2 seconds, I used to click photos, go back, watch the highlights that used to come, and then keep my camera on. Recording is on, and while I watch the highlights, watch the goals. So my feelings used to come out about 5 to 8 seconds later than everybody on that floor. But you know, that floor used to shake. It was fun. So yes, I even though we had 300, 400 people, I used to still get my spot because I never used to allow anybody to stand there.
Right.
I think in the 2017 FA Cup final as well, you were the one who was sitting right next to the screen just to be able to click photos and all, and not opposite to the screen where all of us were sitting and watching the game, actually. Anyway, what
obviously
about
the
Dile?
FA
what
Cup
is your best
2014 win was massive. In the previous podcast also, I told you guys the same, that just the relief. Basically, the reason that everybody likes that was, one, having waited, it's like we waited 9 years. That's close to a decade. So obviously the relief factor, plus we were still deeply involved in organizing these screenings. So we were, as all have mentioned, worried about what if the game goes off? What if the power shuts down? What if somebody just had 2 goals down? You never know where the bottle is going to come and smash the screen off. And we were the ones who had to bear all that. So there is always that in the back of your mind. So when it was raining so heavy and you somehow are hoping against hope that everything goes well. So that was one. But for me personally, the best screening was Arsenal-Liverpool when we beat them 3-0. The Sanchez, Ozil and Walcott scoring. And that was simply because that was a joint screening. And as Jomi mentioned earlier, dugout primarily was for the Liverpool and Arsenal fans. And that was a joint screening between Liverpool and Arsenal. There was quite a number. We had to change floors. They were in the third floor. We had to go to the fourth, obviously, because they had the better numbers, maybe. But whatever be it. And then every time we used to rush every goal, come down from fourth to third, just to taunt them and to have a look at their faces, simply because a lot of them are known, or personal friends or people who are known, because they used to come almost as regular as we used to. So yeah, for me, the 2014, both the semi-finals and the finals, and yeah, the Arsenal-Liverpool game where the three of them scored, and that was massive because we beating them, and also the quality of the game itself was fantastic. Did they score?
I think that was 3-1, not 3-0.
Yeah, maybe, I'm not sure, but I'm fairly certain who scored.
Yeah,
for
Hendo
us.
Scored a penalty, right?
No, Walcott.
Yeah, Ozil, Sanchez, and Giroud, right? Walcott. Okay, then my bad. Then I'm talking about a different game. Sorry.
Yeah, right. So a quick shout out to Arsenal Bangalore here, because I mean, of course, even my favorite screening would be the Hull game, the FA Cup final. But if not for Arsenal Bangalore and, say, some of our ex-sponsors, we had this amazing chance to, go on a road trip from here to Mumbai to, watch the North London Derby joint screening with Robert Perez. So that I would say was a fun trip and a fun time we spent there with fellow Gooners. I think a lot of Gooners from all over India were there, a different supporters club association. The game ended in a draw, but overall it was an amazing experience. That brings me back to the final topic of the day, your worst experience, because there was a similar experience where we all, a lot of other supporters club joined up, and that turned out to be chaos. So go on.
Okay, just to start talking about this sad part, I'll just mention, I think of all the people here who are there in this podcast, I think only me and Anjan, we were part of the road trip from Bangalore to Bombay. And to be honest, for me personally, it was a very proud moment for me, because the bus in which we went through, it was properly decked up for an Arsenal tour. So we were all Arsenal logos were written everywhere. The tagline of that season were written on everywhere on the bus. There were our sponsors' names. We were all decked up in our Arsenal jerseys or Arsenal kits, going around through the Bangalore city while we're picking up different people. Then the entire road trip as well. And then once we entered the screening place also, it was kind of a celebrity feeling for us, where we all are getting down from a customized, personalized bus, all Arsenal bus, all Arsenal fans. So yeah, that was a very good experience, a very nice experience. Coming back to the worst screening experience, I think this almost everyone here would agree to this. Something which could have been the best experience turned out to be the worst. So this, I think, goes back to 2017. If I'm not wrong, 2017 or 2016, either of the 2 years. 2017, I guess. Premier League. So Premier League had organized a PL Live event in Bangalore. So it was organized by Premier League in Bangalore. Huge screen was set up. It was a huge, massive event where icons from almost all the top clubs of England had come. There were stalls set up of each and every club of England. There were events happening. The Premier League trophy had come for display. There were games happening. The Premier League fan zone happening. I mean, it was a massive experience. We all were looking forward to have it. So it was meant to have a stadium-like experience for all the fans, not only Arsenal fans, but all the football fans. So I clearly remember the day, the main game of that. So they were screening all the games which were happening throughout the week. So the main game of that weekend was the Liverpool versus Manchester United game, which was at around 5:30. And our game was the last kickoff, 11 o'clock kickoff. So obviously we were all there since afternoon. We were watching, roaming around. Then the Man United Liverpool game happened. There was a fairly good crowd. We were in our other social groups and we were watching the game from far away the screen. Then the Chelsea game happened, where we actually chased a few of the Chelsea fans away from the screen because we were chanting so much, we were so vocal that they actually got annoyed and they went away. They left. Then it starts raining. So the story starts from there. Then it starts raining post the Chelsea game, where only our game is remaining. And because our game was 11 o'clock, the place now is fairly empty. Only Arsenal fans are there. It starts raining, but since we have been talking about rain and an Arsenal screening, it's quite a normal story. We're still okay. And it was an open field. Not all of us had carried umbrellas and raincoats and everything. So we are all getting drenched. We were watching the match while getting drenched. I remember Jomi had an umbrella. So I somehow tried to fit under Jomi's umbrella while trying to watch the game. Vivek had an absolutely weird shape of raincoat which he was wearing. Arshad also, I think, had no umbrella, nothing. So we're all watching the game, and it was a Watford versus Arsenal away game. On paper, we should have won that game easily, but what happened in that game and what happened in the post game, I think this has to be the worst screening experience for all of us here. I'll just leave it out for others to probably tell out their experience as well, how bad it was, because I don't want to be the only culprit to tell the entire sad story. I want someone else to chip in as well. So
yeah, I mean if you get into the details, it, you know, gets just, you know, sadder. Yeah, I mean, I think we took the lead midway or halftime with Mertesacker, and then they scored one more, and then they scored again. We were getting drenched, and then there was nowhere to go. We were the only guys. It was raining so badly, and then all the incidents with the car, not being able to take it out, getting stuck in the mud. Yeah, I mean, we were just, I think, hoping everything would end there. The season, the football, everything, yeah.
And that dreaded blue away kit, I still remember that. I think we won only one game wearing that jersey, if I'm not wrong. The entire season. Only Premier League I'm talking about. Arshad, what is your experience about that day? I think we all were getting friends together and watching the game.
That was one of the worst days that we've had collectively as a group. But what I also remember, accurately is, as usual, I think I have a bias towards what the referees see the game as when it comes to Arsenal. And I remember them giving a very, very weird penalty away. And I remember, getting deeply frustrated at the fact that it was a penalty, and, you know, it's raining down, streaming down, and then, you know, they score a winner as well. It was absolutely something out of a, you know, probably a torture method that's been invented, and, you know, it just could not have ended worse with the car getting stuck, Hari's car getting stuck. Absolutely disastrous.
And if we had won the game, I am very sure this would have been one of our best memories, because the previous day we had an exclusive chance to meet Pires. We had a very nice Q&A session with Pires. The entire day went awesome. We met Pires again. There were fans. We interacted with them, met new people. The other games were good. The screening experience or the event experience as a whole was good, only to be spoiled by the game which we were most excited to.
Yeah, I think, you know, the term karma is a bitch. Like you mentioned, Chelsea were losing that game and we taunted the Chelsea fans so badly that they ran away. We were having so much fun then, but we never knew that it would boomerang and hit us so hard.
I think Jomi also still, he abuses me at times that how I kind of snatched his umbrella away, and where he had initially thought that he will be full dried up and watch the game, he ended up getting drenched as well, because I somehow pushed him and tried to fit under the umbrella so many times.
Yeah, it comes down to that game, right? So,
all the games experiences
that we had, less crowd, it was boring, it all were very sad screenings. But this one was hyped. Overall, that weekend was very nice, very very happy for me. A lot of good things happened. Got to meet a legend, right? So, got to see a lot of people. Yeah. For football, it was a great weekend because we were having that for the first time in Bangalore. But then the rain spoiled it. The rain started the disaster for the day, and then the results were just... just went in a totally different way. We were all pumped up to enjoy that night, but then that night turned ugly. But overall, screenings are fun. I don't have any worst memories. It's always happy to be with people who enjoy the game. Except for that game, I think every weekend was well spent.
I think we've made memories for life with that game as well. It's just this matter of fine margins at times. Imagine if we had, even if it was a simple 1-0 win, I understand it's Watford, and we get through that. And we get through that entire experience. I'm pretty sure we would have remembered it as one of our best days that we've ever had. But yeah, things being what they were, yeah, that's what it turned out to be. It was just like the season, like the weather that time. We didn't have the best on that day.
Yeah, just to add up a very good point which was put up by Jomi, just because it was hyped so much, the sorrow is more for a loss of that game. Because I have been part in screenings where we have lost. Like, I have been part of the 5-0, I have been part of the thrashing by City. But those screenings wasn't a bad experience, because since all of us watched together post-match, this we still discuss the game, like what went wrong, what things could have been done better, etc. So a loss doesn't necessarily mean it is a bad screening for us, but just the fact that it was so hyped and we had so much expectation and how the entire weekend went so well, the only way to end it in such a low point probably is the reason how it is kind of the worst memory for all of us. And not just only five of us, I think everyone who was there in that screening, who watched the game.
I'll differ. I'll differ about the worst memory part. I think even before the start of the game, I had clearly told, I think, call it my instincts or bad instincts, but I had told that we are not going to win that. It was just as if it was written in the stars that everything will not fall in place when Chelsea losing and we getting a chance, I think, to get back to top four or something like that. But no, I don't think so. For me, that was the worst. Yeah, the experience-wise, maybe, yeah, simply because the whole day was so good. I think in terms of sheer disappointment and in terms of the screening experience, the 8-2 for certain, B52, and it was a late game, I've seen grown-up men cry that day, and they were not crying inside, but it was more so literally on the road, because the screening and the place had to be closed. I mean, it was late, and these guys would just not budge. They would not move out of the road, and they continuously cried, and these are not, let's say, what we were even at that age. They are quite grown-up people who had just come from various places, and they were literally sobbing. And I've seen that. So 8-2 was absolutely, every single time I remember the ball just landing inside the net and just stood still. We knew second half that we just, I think, kept our heads down and we would just not lift it up, because all we heard was goal, goal, goal. So I think the 8-2, and then the other one was the 6-0 when we lost, yeah, the vapor game that Ankur mentioned. That was a disaster. We were heavily outnumbered. We had gone to a place which was screening. Basically, it was just like Chelsea's fans' place. They were like in hundreds, and we were in, I don't know, maybe 50, 60, outnumbered, tried to boast, chanted every damn thing. And then game starts and the game ends. We were literally shattered. Of course, the 1,000th game, of course, the huge hatred between the two managers and all that stuff, that adds up to the spice. But I think for me personally, the Premier League event was an experience. Maybe we were just drained out the previous day, the whole day, then on Sunday, and the whole thing. Maybe the Friday and the Saturday, something like that. But I think for me, the 8-2 and 6-0 are just not going to be erased. Lot of other memories of Arsenal's losses, which are much more painful. But in terms of sheer screening pain, these two are unforgettable, because I still remember the faces quite clearly.
Just to add in, since we mentioned vapor and joint screening, there was another game, a joint screening which we were part of at Vapor. I think Vinay, due to some reason, you were not able to attend the game. It was a screening which was organized by Star Sports. It was the Man United versus Arsenal game. Again, happening in Vapor. we were outnumbered, obviously, because Vapor is a proper Man United screening place. And we were, I think, some handful, 15, 20 of us, Anjan, Jomi, Arshad, correct me if I'm wrong, I think all of us were there. And the way we outnumbered the United fans, that they just with our chance. I remember we were on the top floor. We were watching this. They had given us a separate space in the upper area. From there, we were watching the game. And the United fans all were down below. The way we chanted and the way how we silenced them, Welbeck scoring the winner, Welbeck celebrating as well after scoring against United. So somehow I think we, of all the bad experiences we had for the Chelsea 6-0 joint screening, we did somehow repay it back to Vapor with that 2-0 win.
And
we got free food and everything that day.
Anyways, so one last one, Anjan. Oh, that was the 3-2 loss. We had the Rashford scoring 2 goals. Yeah, that was one more pathetic experience that we had. The whole game, we couldn't watch
it. I mean, I think we had to move out to the street.
Yeah, literally watched it from the streets only to see Rashford, of all people, on that particular day score 2 against us. That was one more pathetic experience. Simply because, again, I keep telling the same, it's probably because the way we lost more than the screening part. But even that day, the screening was a disaster.
Righto. That is what Arsenal and Arsenal Bangalore can do. A lot of high, a lot of lows, and a lot of fun in between. I think it's time to wrap up. Thank you guys for joining. Thanks, Arshad, your first podcast with us. I hope we'll do many more.
Sure. Thanks, Anjan. Absolutely looking forward to that.
Yeah, so that's it from my side. Anything else, guys?
No, Anjan. Just like we said last time, stay home, stay safe. Don't venture out.
Stay home, stay safe. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, don't be stupid. Be home. Be at home.
Yeah, that's the message of the season. You get it from the big boys. Stay home, stay safe. This is Anjan signing off from the Bangalore Gooners podcast. Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining. Thank you for listening. Please search Arsenal Bangalore on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and follow our official handles for all the updates.